Yeah. I know. If you would all find your seats. Boy, you are all chatty this morning. Wow. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Wow, I should have said that earlier. Father, we come before you and we just give you praise for another day. We thank you, Lord, that we can gather and talk and share and know, Lord, that we are welcome, that you are here even now, Lord, and we praise you for your presence and your love of us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're about to do, and we gather, Lord, this morning to worship you and to praise you and to hear from your word. Open our hearts and our minds. May your grace fall upon us, Lord, like never before. Convict us where we need convicted. Bless us when we need blessing. Be with us, Lord, and comfort us when we need comfort. And we ask this all and give you praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Prayer cards are in front of you in the chairs. You can take one of those out, fill it out, and pass it toward the center. And Bonnie will remember to gather the kids to gather those up. And that, yeah. So she will collect these then. Praise team.
Good morning, church. Would you stand with us and sing together? We are in the house of the Lord this morning, and we are blessed to be here.
We worship the God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. We'll shout out your praise.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. As he hung up on that cross, he rose up from that grave. My God still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free.
We are forgiven. Accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing his praise.
We were the beggars,
now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing his praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord.
There is joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet.
We shout out your praise.
won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is joining in his praise. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
Sin and shame.
They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. Remember those giants we called death and grave. They were like mountains that stood in our way. But he came, and he died, and he rose. Those giants are dead now.
This is our God, this is who he is.
He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. Before the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. Remember that fear that took our breath away. Faith so weak that we could barely pray. But he heard every word, every whisper. In the wilderness, tell the story of his faithfulness. Never once did he fail, and he never will.
This is our God, this is who he is. He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. For the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. Who pulled me out of that pit? He did, he did. Who paid for all of our sin? Nobody but Jesus. Who pulled me out of that pit? He did, he did. Who paid for all of our sin? Nobody but Jesus. Who rescued me from that grave? Yahweh, Yahweh. Who gets the glory and praise? Nobody but Jesus. Who rescued me from that grave? Yahweh, Yahweh. This is our God, this is who he is, he loves us. This is our God, this is what he does, he saves us. For the cross, be the grave, let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. For the cross, be the grave, let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus.
Awesome. Great singing. You may be seated.
A couple of things to remind you about. Tomorrow, July 15th, is Monday, in case you wondered. And that is our next day of hope, 2 p.m. here at the church. Lorene's got her hand up. So just for those at home, Lorene is reminding us, if you did not know, that the money for the Day of Hope comes from the Copper Nail, every penny. And when we have a need, when we need to ask for more, they are very gracious to support us. So if you could support them, that would be awesome. But be here tomorrow, 2 p.m. It's fun. I enjoy it. And you get to meet new faces in the community. Tuesday night, prayer meeting, 6:30 at the church. Pastor Kenny is leading this week, but next week it will be Evan. Because church camp. Camp meeting is all of, not this week, the week after. So, Friday night Bible study, Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. Let's see. Oh, no, here he comes. Oh, here comes Pastor Kenny.
Everybody cheer.
I love you. Hey, don't be a turd.
Oops. Yeah, on live mic, too.
Yeah, can't help it.
We are going to start this book in 2 weeks in the morning class. It's a book. It tells us about God and our relationship with him, basically, spirituality. I would really encourage you to come out for that class. I do have a few extra books, so if you're interested, in 2 weeks we'll start this. I won't be here this Sunday, but the following Sunday we'll start the book. So if you're interested, $9 for the book, and you can get them from me right after service. And then in the fall, we're going to start Not a Fan. It's Are You a Fan or a Follower? We all know about football fans, right? Some of us are armchair quarterbacks. That happens in the church, too. So this book is based on that. So those are the two things. And then I have couple other small announcements. I need to see Brock, Jamie, and Roseanne in the back right after service. No, it's not as bad as you're thinking it's going to be. Just we want to get some information out to you three. So Brock, Jamie, and Roseanne. And then that is right after. Come back here as soon as you can. And then governance board, I need to call an emergency meeting this morning. So right after you grab a snack, come on back. That'll give us time to deal the other first. So Vern and I will meet you on the back. Yeah, I'm sorry?
You need to punish my wife.
No. She's punished enough.
Wow.
You asked for that.
Yeah, right, yeah. All right. So after Pastor Kenny did all of the announcements, it's time to check in. If you have not checked in already, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group, please, and your children into their classes. I had an epiphany this morning. I don't know why. I know, right? So next week, I'm going to actually plug my computer into the printer that I want to print that doesn't want to print to see if that will make it work. So hopefully next week we will have child labels for their classrooms. With that, if you would please pass your cards, prayer cards, to the center, my lovely helpers. Yep, they know who they are. Are going to pick them up. Yep, that's fine. That's fine. A last-minute addition. Ooh. Okay. The Sound of Music. Where's Jamie? Is that your whole family or a lot of your family? Everybody but Scott is in this musical play. So if you would like to go to support them, see Jamie, or I think Brock probably has already sent the link out or will send the link out that you can get. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you. I'm not paying attention. Wait, you got to put the plates back. Thank you. Sorry, that wasn't a very good announcement because I didn't know what I was doing. No comment, Brock. Don't comment. All right. I do believe that's all I have.
How's your summer going? Yeah? It's been beautiful. Some hot weeks, but not too bad. I can't complain because I love it so much more than winter. Wow, okay. Are there any others out there? Anything that did not get down on a prayer card that you'd like to share? Praises? Go ahead, Candy. That's okay. It's so good to see you here. Have you back with us. Thank you for everyone who is helping the Bartram family.
We've been praying for Luke and Lisa. They were still attending the church that we left, and it was a rough situation for them. While we had the girls, they had the opportunity to go to another church of God in Punxsie. They took the girls last week, and they've fallen in love with the church. They are now going to be attending a church where there are children, where there are young people that can feed into my kids. And I thank you for praying for that. My other praise is this church. My daughter-in-law was taking some merchandise to another store, and there was this Amish lady sweating profusely. She thought that there was something wrong, so she stopped to help her, to give her a ride. And here the lady had put her 2-year-old in the buggy, and the horse took off. So her and the Amish lady were trying to figure out how they were going to get the horse, because the horse will buck if a car gets too close. So Lisa came up with the idea of getting in front of the horse. So she did. The Amish lady got out, and they got a hold of the horse. Her 2-year-old was fine. But God just places us where we need to be. And this Amish lady said, I don't even know who you are and why you helped me. But she was there. And I had another one, and now I've forgotten what it is. Oh, well, it'll come to me. But thank, huh? Yeah, I forgot what it was. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, if you remember it, just let us know. Any other words of testimony? Oh, okay, one second. Candy, did you have something else? I'm sorry. Did you say Mowgli family?
Mowgli.
Okay. Okay, Martha.
Yeah, I was having a lot of pain in my right shoulder. It got worse about 6 weeks now. And was praying that I would not have to have surgery because I did have a tear. I had an ultrasound, and it showed a tear in a muscle in my rotator cuff. Doctor Friday, orthopedic surgeon. He gave me a cortisone shot, and it's already better.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
Thank God for medicine.
Yeah.
And then the other praise is my friend Norma, who we prayed for months and months, probably since last Christmas. She's doing the best that she's been in months.
Wow.
She's home. She's still got people with her, but she's not as anxious, not as worrisome, not as troubled. And so I praise the Lord for that.
Wow.
Church for praying for her.
Yeah, does she Is she a believer? Does she have the Lord in her life?
I am not 100% sure.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I saw another hand or two. Lorraine.
Just want to thank everybody who prays that Lindsay's made it to Florida, if you haven't heard already. Mm-hmm. And if you could just keep a hedge of protection around her while she's there for the next 2 weeks and her ride home.
Okay. Yeah. Good. I see flickers of hands. Well, let's go to the Lord. We have a lot of requests here. Father, I thank you for meeting with us this morning. You are always there. You draw near to us when we draw near to you, but you have always promised us your presence. And we look to you, Lord. We are hungry for you. We want to hear from you. We want to know you more. Father, I thank you for the praises in our midst. We are so glad to see Candy back with us and almost herself. And thank you for all the people who have come around her and Steve and Bailey and supported them and encouraged them. I ask that you would return the blessing back on them. Father, I ask that you would continue to heal and touch her body and bring her back 120% better than she was. And we also want to lift up to you, Bailey's pitching coach's family, the Mobley family, as they have just lost this icon in their family, this leader, this well-loved man in not just the family, but in these softball circles. I don't know the circumstances, Lord, but I do know the ache personally. And I just ask that you would surround them with your peace and your love at this time, that they would have new opportunities to come together closer as a family and also to draw strength from you and come to know you more. I praise you, God, that Martha's right shoulder pain is much better, and we just declare that it will continue to be much better in Jesus' name, that that will not come back and plague her. And I also ask for a touch from you for her back, because I know she doesn't talk about it, but I know that that is a concern as well. I just ask that you would continue to heal her from the top of her spine to the bottom, and that that would be eradicated for her as she knows that you are her healer and you care. Father, I thank you that Lindsay got all the way down to Florida safely. We praise you for that protection. We ask that you would continue to protect her and guide her and lead her and give her wisdom and relaxation with her and her friends and bring them back home safely to us in a couple weeks. Father, I praise you for Mindy's praise for a new church. I know that it's hard to move across the country and leave family, and I know that they have a great deal of peace and joy over this new church family and for the things that it will do to encourage them and minister to their hearts, and I ask that you would just grow them there and help them to flourish. And I also praise Mindy with her for their church home here. I praise you for each one here. I love so much and do consider them family, and I thank you that you are constantly with us and growing us towards each other and towards you. I praise you for the ladies' fellowship at the breakfast yesterday morning. I thank you, Lord, that you are doing a great work there, and I ask that you would grow it in new and surprising ways as we enjoy that fellowship with each other and long to be closer and understand each other's needs more and in deeper ways. I praise you for just bringing us together every month. I also praise you for Kenny's Sunday morning classes, Lord. I do ask that you would just put it in people's hearts to come get up a little early, wake them up earlier, and just decide they'd like to check that out, and then that they would be blessed by the fellowship and the information, the study, and that hearts would grow curious and just closer to your heart, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to lift up Tammy to you. She's asking for prayer for Chris and Faith. Lord, we don't know them, but Tammy does, and she loves them, and just as the saying goes, any friend of so-and-so, any friend of Tammy's is a friend of ours, and you care about them. You know their every need. You know them by name. We just ask that you would call them to your side, Lord Jesus, that you would use circumstances in their life to create an urgency in their hearts, and that they would consider coming to church, that you would remove their hearts of stone and replace them with hearts of flesh, that you would sprinkle them with water and that they would be clean. We praise you. We stand on that promise. We also ask that you would give wisdom and direction in decisions being made, particularly in the area of housing. Father, we lift up the Reed family to you. Their basement is flooded. I praise you for the things that were not damaged, and I ask that you would help them replace or repair the things that were damaged. We know that it is the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that this wasn't by your hand, but that you can use it for your glory. I just ask that you would come around them and lift them up and restore unto them the things that were lost or destroyed, and bless them in unexpected ways. They don't need any more stress, but we are so thankful that you just say, hey, take my burden. My yoke is easy. So it's a good reminder to lay down these things that plague us and dog us from week to week, Lord, and just look to you, because if we would just lift up our eyes to the hill, we would remember that that is where our strength comes from. Father, I thank you that the Reeds got to visit with their aging grandmother yesterday. Father, we know that eventually we're going to lose the older family members in our lives. They are saying that her health is failing, so I just ask that you would give her an extra measure of strength and grace as you wrap up her days here on this earth. It is so hard to lose a grandparent. I ask that you would bless last moments and goodbyes, that they would be what they need to be, Lord, and that she would have all of the moments and minutes that she needs to find closure and peace with you. And I thank you for dear family relationships. Far better to love and lose than to never have loved at all. Father, we lift up Terry to you as he is suffering with shoulder pain. God, we're just going to ask the same thing for Terry that you did for Martha. And in the name of Jesus, we just call his shoulder healed. Father, we thank you in advance for what you want to do for him, how you love him and you care about all the details. It's hard to do anything with any kind of pain. So we just remove that pain off of him in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the healing. Finally, Lord, it's hard to find the right words, but what happened last night at the rally in Pennsylvania is extremely disturbing and upsetting, unsettling. Father, I feel so inadequate in these moments, but I want to lift up to you all of the families who just suffered loss last night. One moment, everything was just fine, and then in a twinkling of an eye, in a breath, life was snuffed out. And it's not fair. But it wasn't fair for you to give up your precious son for us. So you have been there. And when we are tempted to say, where were you, God? You say, I'm right where I was when I was watching my son die. And you are here for us in our loss, in our tragedies, these horrific things that don't make any sense. You knew about them and you rescued us 2,000 years ago. Father, I just ask that you would wrap those families in your arms and lift them up so that they don't even have to worry about their next step or their next move, that you would just hold them and bring people into their lives to minister to them. It's so hard to pray for this and then in the next breath say, thank you for preserving President Trump's life. But I do give you praise that he was spared. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to pray a hedge of protection around leaders in this country, their families, their staff, the people who lay their lives down every single day to protect the people that they work for. God, we just need you. We cry out to you for solutions that no earthly man can come up with. Have mercy on this land. Even though we don't deserve it, return it to righteousness and justice once more. Lord, forgive us because you gave a mandate if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, Lord. So I am standing in the gap. I'm interceding for everyone, your people, to say, forgive us. Give us a spirit of repentance. Show us that it starts inside of each one, inside of me. I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry that we have been so blind and have taken we've taken for granted the blessings that we have in this country, Lord, and we have not taken the measures to protect them. Have mercy. We thank you that you always hear. You incline your ear to us. We lay out our requests to you, and then we look to you with eager expectation for your deliverance and your goodness in the land of the living. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We count on it. Your name written in blood. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to praise. So let's do that together anyway.
With me through fire. Okay, I got to recover for a second. Hold on. That was good.
I need a drink.
Good morning, everyone. It's been an interesting week. I'll say that. I'm thankful that Steve asked me to fill in again for the stewardship moment. And again, happy to do it. But even as I stand here, I'm reminded, I mean, my inadequacies are magnified in my head. Every time I seem to make room for the thing that just happened, and then another thing, and then another thing. I'm sure you guys can relate. Some weeks are just like that. But let's just say that when Steve asked me to do this last week, I anticipated devoting a little more time to preparing this speech a little bit, this idea. But really, it emphasized that the idea I had at the beginning of the week, that we are stewards of our inadequacies, kind of rang true, which is interesting that I had that idea, because we all are inadequate in some way. And we've all been given strengths and gifting and money and time and calling, all the things that Steve stands up here and talks about. But when our life kind of gets in the way, we have a tendency to get down on ourselves, be convinced that it shouldn't be this hard to serve God. we forget about the calling we have and the specific work that God has for us every day. You know, Matthew 6, Sermon on the Mount, don't be anxious for what you eat or drink or wear. You know, seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness. Don't be anxious for tomorrow, because tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Basically, do the work you got in front of you, and God will sustain you. I want to see this church built into something mighty.
Amen.
With a bunch of hard workers that are called to serve in the areas of need and areas of gifting. And I don't know. How do we recognize our calling? I mean, ask Kenny if he ever planned to be here. He'll tell you probably not. So,
but what a blessing.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So we're supposed to ask God, and that's first half. And then we see where he's pointing, see where the signs are leading, and we follow him. It's one thing to ask for guidance, another thing completely to follow it. And I very easily could have chickened out and said, Kenny, I've had a hard week. Can you do this? Because honestly, I ran out of time. We went and saw my grandma yesterday. Didn't get home till midnight. And I'd been thinking about it all week, but I hadn't actually written anything. So I just pounded it out in an hour and a half last night and fell asleep as I was, you know, as I was finishing. And I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be any good. I'm going to be kind of tired, kind of spacey. But, you know, let's be real. The God we serve is one that performs miracles. And I know that God's expectations are ultimately way more realistic for me than, you know, I don't know, having somebody die and then raise 3 days later from the grave. So here I am because I'm called to holiness and faithfulness. Those are his expectations. Very realistic for a man or woman living in the light of the Lord's forgiveness. The whole living sacrifice whose weakness makes God's power perfect thing. Such a simple idea because it's a simple ask. Just be faithful. But somehow we make it incredibly difficult. If you all want to see what I want to see out of this church, we need everyone to move like they have that confidence, that hope that's assured and not self-assured, because we all know how inadequate we are. Just do what God has for you and lean on him to make sure that you're sustained. Honestly, I don't care how bad you are at something. Really. And I don't think God does either. If he asks you to do it, I mean, do it. We have a responsibility to act and to do and to work, to be righteousness in a world of unrighteousness. So, like, jump in. Don't be the guy that leans against a mop. Right, Ralph? Dad? Don't be the guy that leans against a mop while everybody else is cleaning. I've been that guy. Nobody likes that guy. you don't have to be good at mopping for God to ask you to mop. Just move the thing around. Make an effort. Accept whatever coaching you get. And you might be better than you think. And I know God will bless you and others for it. So, do we have ushers to take the offering? I did not think about that. I appreciate that. I'll pray for the offering as you go. God, it's pretty easy to get caught up in our lives and our circumstances, and Satan's real good at convincing us that we're less than compared to other people, and it shouldn't be this hard, and all that stuff, it's lies. God, we're here for you, and you're here for us, and there's nothing more beautiful than this family. You're going to remake this world in that image, that idea, at faithfulness and love. And I thank you that no matter how inadequate I am, how little time I have to plan, how much I have going on, how much my basement floods, how much my worries happen, you're still there. I'm going to move. I'm going to move. And I thank you for enabling me to do that. As we go forward, praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Kind of an impromptu thing. We went to a worship in a barn Friday night. Obviously it wasn't this church, but it just goes to prove you don't have to belong to a certain church to join other churches. It was a wonderful night. And Evan said about moving, and this one lady that was helping with worship, she said that she went to a conference, and her name was Kristen. And she said, if you're willing to move, take your shoes off and tell God, I'm ready to move. I pray to God that we would all take our shoes off and say to God, I'm ready to move. Let's move. Let's move for God.
I didn't know I was supposed to do this, but there's two testimonies that would like to be given for experiencing God. Rennell and Tammy. So I'll let them do that, and I want to remind...
And Jan.
And Jan. There's three of you.
Three of us.
Brock, Jamie, and Roseanne. As soon as we're done here, back there real quick, and then the... Governance board needs to get a snack and then come on back. We have an emergency meeting. Okay?
Come on, girls. Come on, ladies. And then whoever's last closing.
I guess the short person will go first. I knew of this, but I also was caught off guard. I do encourage all of you, even if you have taken experience in God before, to do it again. This was my second time. God spoke to me. I am a control person. I do not like change unless I implement it. And just being honest, God used, I don't like change, and God gave me a crisis of belief where I still am in the midst, where he moved my son Claire to Texas, where I have to rely on God because I can't throw him that daily life jacket. And I'm still struggling. And I just encourage all of you, please take the class. And a little thank you. A short little plug as well as for the book of I'm Not a Fan. I'm in chapter 10 of that. Hopefully I will help facilitate that in the fall. That has been a huge, tremendous eye-opening for me. So please join in that group this fall as well.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. We will pray for you. We'll continue to pray for her son and her. I brought this because I know this looks intimidating. You know, I mean, you all think, oh, my gosh, we got to do this. There's 12 weeks. There is a day, every day for you to do. Monday through Friday, or if you miss one, you've got, you know, two more days to do it. Hopefully you won't miss, but it does happen. It does happen. And I did write things down because I'm terrible. I get lost easily. My mind wanders. But anyway, please don't be intimidated by the book. I am thankful for the class that we had. The guys and the ladies, they were just so open, and their hearts were out there. It's a different generation, I will say that, because when we first did it, we had it, not taking away from anything we had, but it was a very reverent, and I think anybody that took the very first one would say it was very reverent and very, this is not, but you know what, the Lord still used it. And we grew together, and we shared together, and I saw changes in their lives. We saw God answer prayer. We saw, I mean, it's amazing. And the videos, I will say the videos. We had Henry Blackaby. It was very good. Now we have Henry Blackaby's son and his grandson. I'm thinking, Lord, look what you're doing with this. Blackaby, the Lord put it on his heart to write this. He was feeling more than adequate about doing it. He's very honest about it. But the Lord put it on his heart to write this. And the anointing that's on this book is amazing. And that anointing enters every class I've ever been in, every class. And you will have a changed heart. And God will give you the time. David testified, and others have testified, I don't have time to do that. Well, you do have time because God will see that you have the time. Sleep, but even David said he had to split it up sometimes. Sometimes he had to do a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening or afternoon or whenever he had the time, but he did it. And God always provided for him to have the time to do it. So please consider it. It's life-changing, and I think it's a course the church, everybody in the church ought to take. And then after this, when you feel that void, because it's so filling, and so they're going to offer Not a Fan. They're going to offer something else the pastor's got. So, I mean, we're not going to be standing there with that big void going, geez, I love that, and now what, you know? We've got places to go. And we need to disciple. We need to learn to disciple so we can disciple.
This little paper means nothing as far as time that I'm going to take, right? Okay. So anyway, no, I've had people say to me, Jan, why would you take it again? Now, I know what you're thinking, you know. Mm-hmm. You know me. I got to take things over and over. But the truth of the matter is, I need him. I need him every day. And so we're always taught you're either drawn closer to him or you're drifting away. And believe me, with the world the way it is, it's pretty easy to get caught up and drift away. I will not. I'm with Evan wherever he is. We're going.
Yes.
We're going out,
yes.
Evan. I agree.
Yes, I agree with
and
you.
So that, you know, and it just puts it back into focus. I don't like to say it's a class or it's not a formula, but it reminds you that God is working all around you. And I can study at home, but when I'm with the group and I start hearing the stories of we started focusing on what God is doing, it's amazing the stories, you know, that he just reminds us once again, I just need your attention. I need your focus, you know, because I'm out there. I'm doing stuff. I would like you to be a part of it, you know. And not only that, like Tammy says, then you hit the crisis of belief. That's when you got to stand and think, man, am I going to do this again? Or am I going to, I don't know if I want to go there or reach out to that person or even disciple that person. That's when you decide what you do next determines what you believe about him, you know, and what you've been saying all before that. Then you get to the adjustment part. You have to make that adjustment. But after that, you begin to see him work in your life again or work in someone else's life. So, yeah, I agree. I agree that we all need this, and we'll probably need it over and over. But also, we are, and it's direction for us, and it's direction for this church. We got in the middle of it, and we determined, man, this is where we are. We got to spend some time in prayer to know, what are we going to do? Are we going to trust him to bring people in, or we go out to bring people in, or we build on so we have more room for our kids that we treasure? So it's going to be up to us, but we're going. Some of us, I'll give you what time I got, man. I'm getting old, but I'll give you what I got. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we bow before you today, man, we love you. We can never get enough of you, and we thank you and praise you for what you've done, even in our hearts today. Lord, I pray that we would take the seeds that were planted in our heart and not just keep them there, but share them with others. Lord, like Evan said, we all have gifts. We also have inadequacies. I've stuck, you know, for years, I would focus more on those than anything else. But Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt, you can work in each and every one of us, Lord, if we would yield to you. And so that's my prayer for us today as individuals, as a church body. Lord, let's go. Let's get these people that are lost. Let's not just wait till the end and say, wow, I could have reached out to him. Let's do it, Lord. Prepare us ahead of time.